Hey everybody, I've missed you. I hope you understand that we are all so busy and whatever. I'm not going to get into it. I don't really care. First off, I'm just going to get this out of the way. Advertising. Amazon.com. We're brought to you by Amazon.com. If you go to the podcast page, yada yada, you know this already by now, but you go to the podcast page, click on the Amazon.com banner. Actually, before I jump ahead of myself, maybe you guys are new. Go to www.bassquadcorp.com, click on the podcast link. There's a banner on the side that says Amazon.com. Click on that and go check out some stuff on Amazon. We're brought to you by them. So if you order something off of that through clicking our website or through the link on our website, we get a little bit of the money that is generated from that sale and doesn't cost you anything extra. But yeah, so if you don't know what Amazon.com is, I don't know where you live or who you are, but research it a little bit. Maybe talk to some people, ask them how their experience was with Amazon.com, and you'll understand it a little bit better. But if you don't have a computer, go to the library, get a book. If you don't have a library card, I don't know. You probably don't know what the internet is, so give Al Gore a call. Maybe he'll fill you in on what the internet is and what it all entails and stuff like that. So, but anyways, go to Amazon.com. It has everything. Personally, I have a lot of stuff up there that I've bought, purchased from Amazon.com. On the side of the banner, on the podcast page, whatever. excuse me. So that all has my recommendations. Excuse me, that's the word I was looking for. What I used to, I don't know, I don't have any of this on there, but, I'm a massive NBA fan, especially like vintage NBA and stuff like that. And I get all my old schooly posters and vintage jerseys and vintage, t-shirts, stuff like that. So they got everything. If you want it, it probably exists and it's probably on Amazon.com. So I was just, for example, they have an old Dennis Rodman, the Worm jersey. And it's pretty badass, and that's one of my favorite things I've bought from there. And if you guys want to talk shit, I don't care. Dennis Rodman's like my all-time favorite basketball player for reasons that I don't need to get into right now. So, not because of North Korea or none of his crazy things. He was a phenomenal ball player, insane heart, insane determination. So, I'm not going to get on that tangent because I'm not going to waste an hour and a half talking about Dennis Rodman and why I think he is well-deserved to be a Hall of Famer, and he is. So who cares, right? You guys don't care about basketball. This is not a basketball podcast. But yeah, go to the podcast page, www.bassquadcorp.com. Click on the podcast link, amazon.com. Kick us a little bit of money. Thanks. Also, we got Profound Outdoors. We've been associated with them for, January. It's a few months. I don't know. But we're brought to you by them. If you guys want to go to profoundoutdoors.com/BassSquad LLC, or I have recently added the link to the podcast page as well, like the Amazon one. If you want to become like a distributor of it, just text us, email us, comment, something like that. I don't care. Just get a hold of us. We got plenty of outlets to do that. Do so. Email email us at bassquadcorp@gmail.com, and if you want to learn more about it, otherwise go to the website profoundoutdoors.com/bassquadllc and read up on it. It's pretty cool. That's besides the point. If you guys really, what you should do is just check out the shop and the products they have available, because I didn't want to get to this and start pimping up the product if I haven't used it. And now I have used them quite a bit now, the jigs especially. And I'm going to be honest with you. I still use some other types of jigs, but I'm slowly starting to transition to using pretty much exclusively, especially if I'm flipping grass or anything for that matter, the Kelly Jordan flipping jigs. And you can check those out on the shop. Like I said, I don't overblow something if I don't believe in it, but these things are actually pretty phenomenal little jigs. They're keel, this is me talking and not knowing anything about actual, like, the technical side of lure making, but they have, like, a really flat head on them, and if you're a fish docks or fish a shallow cover like I do, you want a jig that can skip really well. And this is by far the best one I've ever used. And I've been using jigs for you know, a long time. And I've never used a jig that skips quite as well, quite as nice as this one does. And, yeah, it kind of reminds me of, like, the nose of a Spro frog, if I can put it into anybody else's terms besides, like, a frog in terms. But, yeah, it's quite impressive. And hopefully I got a video coming up on it. Well, I got some footage, but I'm not going to, you know, get it out yet. But yeah, those are solid jigs from Profound. And if you become a distributor, you get this, you know, it's like a Mary Kay system. You get, you know, you get people to sign up under you and blah, blah, blah. But also you get discount on product and stuff like that. So we're just letting you guys know. If you want to check it out, go to www.bassquadcorp.com, click on the podcast link, click on the Profound Outdoors link, and then it also kind of works the same way as Amazon. If you order something, we get a little chunk of it through us, or you guys can become a distributor and do the same thing. So yeah, I think that's done with the advertising. That's too long of an advertising. I'll stop that. Sorry, guys. Yeah, so before I get started, I'm going to tell a quick little, not a quick story, but something that kind of caught my attention on Twitter. That was pretty funny, I think. I'm not going to say any names, obviously. But, yeah, so we've been getting random followers and people that just hear about us, whatever. Blah, blah, blah. They find us out. They follow us. So what I always do is, and all the rest of the guys, I always look up, you know, check them out. Check the people's tweets out that follow us. Because we know we want to, you know, interact with you guys as much as, so if we think you guys are cool, we'll follow you guys back. Sometimes you get a little bit, you know, swept underneath, and I apologize for that. Sometimes it just, you know, we just don't have time to sift through everything. But yeah, so I was, you know, doing my little creeping, if you want to call it that, on one of the guys that followed us. Again, not going to mention any names. Found this tweet, and I will read it word for word, and I'll show you my reaction to this and how I think it's pretty hilarious. He says, "All this stuff about queers, here's my opinion. Let them get married, and whenever here in about 20 to 30 years, they'll all die out and problem solved." Okay. So, first of all, I did not follow this guy. And then if he listens and he doesn't want to follow us, fine. I don't really care at this point. It's not worth getting into it and, you know, causing a huge problem, but I'm going to talk about it on the podcast. So I'm just counteracting exactly what I just said. But anyways, so yeah, this guy, you know, if we're going to talk about beliefs and, you know, where you feel or where you stand on things, I'm not going to get into that. I don't really care why you think this way. I don't care why. It's not my judgment to make. And you guys have your right to your opinion. I have my right to my opinion. So I'm not going to delve into that at all. That's, you know, if you want to be a bad person and think these things, then that's all you guys want to do. That's fine. But there's a certain thing that I would like to pick out and talk about that was pretty funny to me. And this is just going into the, like, scientific and logical side of this argument. So this guy is thinking, okay, queers / I don't know. He's talking about gay people, I'm assuming. And he says, let them get married, in about 20 or 30 years, they'll die out. So the logic involved in this statement is that apparently he thinks, you know, homosexuality is passed on genetically. Right, well, think about that. And I don't, you know, not that I'm discriminating, because I'm not, I love gay people. But he thinks that these people are passing on their genes, but how are they doing that? Because they can't pass on your genes if you're homosexual. So, and, you know, 20 or 30 years, I don't know where he came from that, because gay people have been around since humans have been around. So apparently they're starting to die out, though. So kudos, nice scientific explanation of this huge problem. They should just all talk to you and should be eradicated completely. Even though I vehemently disagree with your stance, I'm not going to get into it. But that's just, wanted to call attention to that, and it was pretty funny and amusing to me, so I'm going to get off of that heavy topic because it doesn't have anything to do with what I want to talk about, and I don't want to waste any more time on some stupid comment or whatever you want to call it. So, sorry about that. That's just my way of ranting a little bit. But yeah, kind of based on my last podcast about just constant ranting about Donald Sterling and that whole situation, and want to applaud Adam Silver for his stance on what he did, and his speech was really cool, and you can tell it was passion filled and all that. So, but I'm not gonna get into it again. I'm winging this podcast, by the way. If you guys can't notice. If you guys don't notice, grammar. I'm gonna get back to the bass fishing. We had decided that we're gonna do periodically, not related to this, like, series of podcasts where I kind of just talk about whatever is on my mind. We're going to do, like, technique-specific podcasts, I think, or at least centric around helping you guys out, helping, you know, interject our feelings towards techniques or little tips that we've picked up along the way. And we had this plan of doing a frogging podcast where Casey and I talk for an hour and a half about frogging, and then Ted comes at his view, because he has a little bit of a different view of than we do. And then I was going to do another one with Cody Honor, and he talking about jerk baits and whatever. But anyways, so all this got kind of swept away because, wait, before I start getting on that tangent, but I kind of talked garbage about that way of talking about fishing, but I've actually kind of changed my view on it. I admit that I was a little bit wrong on that, you know, stand. Sometimes it's nice to hear that, and, you know, if the people, I'm going to label them completely different, so if it's a frogging podcast, I'm going to label it BSR techniques, or something to that effect, where, you know, the people that may not bass fish that hard as we do, they can just skip over it, because sometimes I like to, a couple of my buddies listen to the podcast, and they're not bass fishermen, and they say, and I always tell them, like, okay, this podcast is an hour and a half of me talking about the Bassmaster Classic, or whatnot, and then they just, okay, thanks, then I don't got to listen to it for your crazy theories and crazy views on things. But so anyways, so Casey and I recorded an hour and a half long frogging podcast, and it went awesome, went swimmingly, if you want to use a fishing pun. But when we recorded it, we've had problems with him and I in the past. With, I don't know if you guys listened to the last podcast he was on, the one with CK originally, and it kind of like got a little shoddy in the middle of it, where it sounded like a skipping CD. If you guys are like under 18, a CD is this thing. It's called like a compact disc, and you would stick it in your car or in your computer, and you would play music off of it. And sometimes, like, if there was dirt on it, it would skip, and it would sound like a little bit clippy. But anyways, that's how the Skype recording sounded from Casey and I's podcast. So this is this was one where it was good the first 3 minutes of it, and then the next hour and 20, it was terrible, and the last 5 minutes was fine. So we're not gonna, and I tried editing it out, and it just didn't work, and so we're gonna try to, I'm gonna try and listen to it and, like, pick out all the points we made and just redo it with him. Shouldn't be an issue. I can talk about frogging for an hour and a half easily every day. So that was that, and then so Teddy's and mine and Cody's and I's got kind of swept underneath the wayside because we wanted to do one, you know, with Casey and I first about frogging, because that's like my favorite technique. So we're in works of fixing that. We're gonna get a new program to record the Skype conversations. I think Casey's gonna try and reinstall his. Not that to bore you guys with that, but yeah. So that's where that kind of got put on hold. So thanks a lot for understanding. I know a couple of you guys really wanted that frogging podcast, especially because, you know, it's not a technique you might employ. I could sit here and try and talk about frogging for this podcast by myself, but it really, really helps me if Casey's there, because there's a few times when we were talking and all of a sudden I'd lost my train of thought and Casey picked right up. We kind of think on the same wavelength when it comes to that, especially. So thanks a lot for, once again, supporting the podcast. We really appreciate it, and for your patience as we are kind of trying to figure this whole thing out, as along with you guys. So that kind of prompted me to think, because there's a guy on Twitter, pardon me, he goes by the Urban Angler. I'm going to look him up right now because I don't know his actual Twitter handle, so I can give him credit for this. And just so he's been talking, you know, he's always a constant interaction with us, and he's really, really cool about being, I can't do the two things at once. There we go. Okay. He was just really about what we're doing and what we're about and how he wants to start a podcast. And I said I'd maybe have him on, or I would just, you know, start. But anyways, he goes by at @WDL_UrbanAngler. If you guys want to follow him and check him out, he'll talk to you. He's a cool dude. I think, I don't really know him. I just know his digital self, but yeah. So he wanted me to kind of overview and talk to me about podcasting and stuff like that. And he really wants to start his own podcast, which is great to hear. And another one of those things, I don't have an ego. I don't get jealous. I don't want to stop you guys from listening to something else if that takes away a listener from me, which doesn't, it's, I think that's the way to approach things. I don't think, if there's something good out there, I want to inform you about it. I'm not going to try to be selfish and take every viewer I possibly can. So, or listener, whatever you want to call it. So anyways, he wants to start up a podcast. So, and maybe you guys want to start up a podcast. Maybe you guys thought about it. Maybe you guys like Minecraft and you guys want a podcast about Minecraft. Maybe you guys really, really like NBA basketball like me. And I'd love to be on a podcast with you talking about that. If you guys need a podcast guest, I'm always here. So just hit us up on Twitter too. But anyways, he wanted to start a podcast and he was just curious about the steps, the ways about doing it. There's a ton of ways to do it. I'm not going to act like an expert because I kind of started off just winging it from the beginning. Like if you guys listen to the first episode, I actually recorded it on my Galaxy S4 with a little microphone I bought from Radio Shack, and I was using like my sweatshirt as like a buffer. It was bad, but you know, it got out there and it grew into this, me starting to build a studio in my bedroom. but anyways, so basically what you need to do is just record an audio file somehow, convert it to a MP3 format, and there's a free software that I used to use if you guys do use your cell phone or whatever. But anyways, and you can convert it and then find a hosting site. I use podomatic.com, and it's pretty self-explanatory. Just upload it to that. Tag it so that it can be searched for, you know, listen to other people's podcasts to get yours more popular and comment. I think that's a real good deal to do. Have an outlet to distribute it, and basically that's it. Pick the thing about podcasting is it's basically a focused broadcast, and that's what it's kind of about. Broadcasting is where there's a tower and it just emits the signal and anybody that has a radio can tune into it and listen to it. Where a podcast is a little different, where it's kind of centralized and focused on a specific thing, or maybe not a specific, but it's a group of people that choose to listen to your thing, and it doesn't just get emitted to the masses. If you don't want to listen to it, then don't listen to it. It's kind of the motto of podcasting, from what I gather. Some people might be different, but that's kind of what I like to think of it as. And so if you have any interest, chances are, like I said, from before when we started this, we were basically thought we were the only four people on the planet that thought this way. And it's not true at all. You know, Bass Squad is a lot. I feel like a lot of people share the same views and have fun with it just like we do. And so anyways, I have the worst ADD on the planet. But okay, so whatever I wish I had my exact. All right, forget it. If as long as you're interested in something, chances are, oh, this is what I was saying. There you go. Good. Got back on the same wavelength. okay, whatever your view is on something, and chances are other people are going to have that same view, or, you know, if you're an interesting person, people will listen to you. If you're a good talker, people will listen to you. If you have a reach, people will listen to you. It's a strange thing that I never thought was possible, but, you know, people listen to us, and it's cool. And so just get your voice out there. If you want to just get drunk and start rambling on your podcast, it would be hilarious. And publish that, and you'll listen, you're like, God, I sound ridiculous, but people find it funny, so whatever. If you're going to do anything like that, it's a fun thing to do, and it's a really fun thing to explore, and there are some things, though. If you want to get it on iTunes, you got to use a hosting site like Podomatic, where they give you an RSS feed, and that basically just links iTunes to your pod, or it links your podcast to iTunes. They got to approve it and make sure everything goes through legally, but... And you want an image that's 600 by 600. There's a lot of these steps that I'm not going to just spell out for you because it would get really boring and, you know, technical and dumb. But in the best way is really, like, I kind of base this on everything that I talk about. Best thing is to really just learn for yourself, and you'll learn little nuances that I'm not just going to tell you, and you're not going to just pick up randomly. So I would definitely, I think once we started getting higher sound quality and higher, we started getting more viewers because it's a little bit easier in the ears than to hear, you know, the ruffled noises of my sweatshirt and my cell phone pickup and stuff like that. But you can actually use any voice recording software on your computer through Skype that could work. You don't even need a microphone because most things have built-in microphones and that. So, yeah, what I did is I went out and bought, it's not too expensive, but I mean, it's a little pricey, but I bought, you know, good headphones, a mixing device, a nice microphone, and a, you know, like a spit guard. It's really not a spit guard, but it's what they call it. It's a thing. It actually, like, when you say S's, especially me, I kind of have a little bit of a lisp, but if you say S's, it squeaks and you blow into the microphone and it makes this weird noise and it's just irritating, and this stops it. So it helps with, you know, listening again. Yeah, so just get some solid equipment and just start talking. To me, I've toyed around with the idea of a lot of different things where I had a completely scripted podcast, and those just didn't turn out as well. I kind of got, you know, a little pissed off afterwards because it didn't turn out as well as I thought. Especially with my mindset, when I talk, I can just ramble for hours, and I think that's the most, you know, the most entertaining for me. Or when you have guests on through Skype, you can get a free Skype recorder. I'm going to look into buying a, you know, higher quality one just so we don't have any mix-ups like we did last time with Casey and I. But, you know, just talking with people, especially guests, you want to be that organic. This isn't a broadcast. This isn't where somebody is, you know, trained to talk the certain way like a radio man and, you know, do this, because that's not real. We can see right through that bullshit. And podcasting is a much, you know, more, if you want to call, karma free, I don't know if that's the right word, just interjection free. It's just that if you're doing a podcast, you're the guy doing the podcast. There's no one telling you how to do it. I mean, there might be some out there, but it's a really, really cool outlet. And honestly, when I have a feeling towards something, I like to podcast and understand my feelings towards it, because I don't lie, and it's just like, oh, so that's how I feel about it because I said it this way weird on a podcast. I don't know. It's one of those things that you really got to try it. I would, if you were thinking about it, just do it. It's really not hard, and it's really, really a fun way to express yourself, especially if you're a creative type. And it's satisfying when you hear people talking about it or text you, or, you know, it's the one of the most fulfilling things, and there's no money attached to it for me. But when I hear a couple of my buddies that I would never even thought of, all of a sudden they say, hey man, I listened to your podcast again. You're really good. Listen, keep doing it. And it's just so cool for me. And to hear, you know, all these people that we talk to and interact with on Twitter, they're actually hearing my voice instead of just looking how I type or looking how we type, you know, because we got all four Bass Squad members. Now you guys know basically what's inside their heads. It's a cool outlet, and it's one of the best things that I've ever, you know, embarked on, and I'm glad I did, and I'm going to continue doing it as long as I possibly can when I have time. So that's about basically it. Speaking of having time, I kind of been a little lax, and once again, I apologize for that, but fishing opener started this week, and if you want to listen to my thoughts on fishing opener, listen to my last one about the Ranty Rant Radio one. It's the one before this one. So basically, there's like a couple bunch of lakes around my house. They're all glacial lakes. They're natural, or they're seepage lakes, river runoffs. But this weekend was, on Saturday, it was seriously one of the toughest days I've ever had on the water. One, because I wasn't really conditioned to fishing yet. I only got that little bit of time on Lake Wisconsin where I flipped a little bit, but it was kind of good conditions. There wasn't much wind. This was like 40-mile-an-hour gusts, 20-mile-an-hour winds, and I have a, you know, a boat that's just going to get blown around. We were basically stuck into one little section, and it was cold, and it was just bad, and it was one of those just dejecting days. And, you know, I haven't been feeling too well. I'll get out of that before I start. But anyway, so, you know, I did all my things that I really liked. This is my favorite lake around my area, and I don't want to mention it. I mean, I will eventually, I'm sure, but it's seriously one of the premier lakes in the country, and I'm not just saying that. It's not easy by any stretch of the imagination, but it's got some insane population of big fish, good bait fish. The water is very, very fertile. Big fish in any category you want to talk about. Northern pike, muskie, walleye, crappies, bass, largemouth, and smallmouth. You can go out there and legitimately catch 30 to 32 pounds on five of smallmouth or largemouth. And me and Casey were joking about it because Pickwick is noted as one of the best multi-species lakes, and it doesn't push, I mean, it does, but kick out those types of bags on a consistent basis. Not a consistent basis, but this lake is insane. So anyway, so me knowing that, I went out and pre-spawn, I'm thinking, oh my God, it's going to be a slugfest. It was not a slugfest. It was not easy at all the first day I was out there on Saturday. It was a lot of boat traffic, a lot of muskie anglers because they want to get their itch. And, you know, we're two totally different styles, but they want to get their itch out. And it was not, the conditions were not good. And I'm not one to bitch about conditions because I don't like when people do that. But it was tough. I didn't catch a single fish. I'll put that out there. Or I didn't catch a single bass. So I was throwing a shad wrap along a bank. And if anybody knows what shad wrap is, it's a balsa, really light thing. I use it on spinning gear so I can crank it a little bit better. Catch a, you know, nice legal walleye, and I'm already so pissed off at like 6 p.m. after being out there all day. I just throw it in the live well because I wanted at least something good to come from it, you know, get some dinner. And I haven't kept the fish in probably two, three years because I just don't like cleaning them. I'm not good at it. I have a very, if you guys can imagine, I get very frustrated really easily, and when stuff starts not going right, I just get upset and I just end up butchering. So I just don't keep fish that often. But anyways, so I start, you know, I keep this fish, eat it, and now I'm completely under the weather. I have a really bad stomach ache. I haven't been feeling too hot lately, so maybe that's from it. So that just teaches me to stop doing that and respect the fish. But anyway, so it came home and I was just totally dejected, and, you know, wind burned face, chapped lips, sunburn really bad because it was in the 40s, but the sun's still pretty intense. You know, it's really pretty close to the earth at this point in time in May, so you get sunburned even though the weather is really cold, and you always forget to put on sunscreen, and I did, so got sunburned, felt like shit. Went to bed sort of early, woke up the next day, went fishing on another lake by my house that I have league on Mondays, so I practiced out there all day, caught a total of 7 fish, my best 5, went right around 8.5 pounds. I mean, granted, I did a lot of just graphing of the lake and, you know, searched a little bit and did a little bit of research on it and that, but didn't have a great day. It was kind of annoying, windy, cold. You know, the whole shebang. So 2 days in a row, I was just pissed off and depressed. Got back home. Now, you know, again, didn't wear sunscreen because I'm a moron. And lips were even more chapped, even though I put chapstick on. It's one of those things with the fur. It was just brutal. 2 straight days, just brutal. Had my GoPro on the whole time. Barely got any footage. Had a couple of funny ones where I set the hook on a largemouth underneath the dock, and it came shooting back and almost hits me about 30 feet away because I was so pissed off. I'm setting the hook on everything super hard. But so then that day stopped. So I'm like completely dejected. I find out tournament is run out of the lake and that I just fished the day before and kicked out some real good bags, and I just didn't understand it. So knowing that, I'm even more mad. So it was not a good opening weekend on Saturday and Sunday. So at work, instead of me just, you know, forgetting about it, obviously, I thought about it all day. I drive a delivery truck, so I have pretty much 7 to 8 hours by myself all day, minus the whatever the loading time is. So I have a day on Monday, and I charge my trolling motor all the time. I charge my GoPro batteries, whatever, so in just case I need it. So I get to work, and I start, just turn the radio off, everything, completely silent, just start thinking about what I did wrong, what I could have possibly, and this is where me being a nutcase comes into play. So what I did was I basically scrapped everything that I thought was going to work out there and just started thinking about, you know, objectively where these fish might be. And what the water temp was around 48 to 52, what they might be doing, what have you. So I'm just totally, you know, going into my own head and just barely paying attention to the road. I'm sorry if you're listening, work people, but barely paying attention, just completely in another world. And I came up with a conclusion on what I wanted to do, what I wanted to kind of think about doing, you know, because there's a lot of weeds in this lake and a lot of grass, and it grows over a lot of the rocks, and you don't really know where all the rock is. So I was going to focus on the places where I kind of thought there were rocks, but I wasn't really sure 100% because just based off of the fish that I've caught there and the way they react. Once the weed growth is that thick, that you really can't detect it on sonar. So I focused on that. I got jotted out a little game plan in my head. I went, you know, 1 o'clock p.m.-ish, I got done. So I went right out on the lake, and I have a bunch of crankbaits rigged up. And I'm not a very good crankbait fisherman, I'll fully admit that, and I want to get better. So I just put my frogging rod away, put my shallow water rods away, everything. I just had my crankbaits and a spinning rod with a tube, and I was just going to go plug around. So I go up to this one place, crank off a KVD 1.5 and a Chartreuse Blackback, and bang it off of this rock about 60 times. Because what I kind of thought, I've never been a good, you know, shallow water crankbait angler. I've never been a good crankbait angler in general, because I'm pretty neurotic, so I just fish fast. I fish too fast sometimes. So what I did was I just thought back to when I was, you know, watched Randy Howell just make the same cast over and over and over again and fire those fish up. So I just kept casting at this boulder because I figured there was going to be a fish on it. So finally, bangs off the boulder, and I catch a 4.5-pound smallie, and I was just psyched. I'm editing up a video that I'll tell you the label in a minute, but anyways, I only had a little bit of time because I actually had something to do last night, so I only had like a couple hours out there. But so what I did was catch that 4.5, you know, it was nice, kept throwing the same cast at the boulder, didn't cast it for like 40 minutes, you know, I don't know, I want to say 10 minutes, probably wasn't 40 minutes, it was like 10 minutes. But anyways, so I had another spot that I wanted to try, so I go out to that spot a little deeper, about 8 to 10 feet, start casting a DT-10, silverback color, the OG silver color, Rapala, and I whacked off of a boulder, and I felt my rod load up, and set the hook, and it's a 514 smallmouth, so I'm really pumped at this point. I could feel the rocks down there. I was, you know, right in my assumption to think that there was rocks there. Weighed that one. That was awesome, you know. So then my next cast, I set banging off of the rock, and I get loads up even harder. And I set the hook, and I'm fighting it in, and I don't know. If it's any other place in the lake or any other place in Wisconsin, you're going to laugh when I say this, but I honestly thought I had an 8-pound smallmouth on. And you know, people laugh about it, people joke about it, but I'm not convinced that there's not a 8-pounder running around in there. The lake is so well-managed and so good that it wouldn't surprise me. I'll say that. It wouldn't surprise me if I had an 8, and I thought it was on. And I saw the flash, and it was brown. At least I thought it was brown. It was, you know, probably in my mind's eye, I was, you know, what is that? What am I looking for? Conversation. I don't want to say conversation bias, but I know that's not the right word. Shit. Okay. Whatever. Who cares? I'm going to think of it right after the podcast, or you guys are probably going to tweet me and tell me what it was. But anyway, so now I can't think of it. Whatever. Who could stop, Tyler? Shut up. So anyways, I thought it was a big smallmouth, reeling it in. Giant, or not giant, but it was like a 32-inch muskie. My next cast after, so whatever. It was kind of disappointing. It's kind of funny because in the video I got, you can actually see me just freaking out, you know, fighting the fish around, and all of a sudden you can actually see the moment when my shoulders like shrug and I shake my head when I realize, the moment that I realize it's not a giant smallmouth. But anyways, so I stayed there for a while. Kept cranking, kept throwing at that rock pile, nothing. Then I start throwing a little tube, 2.5-inch get bit tube, with a 1/4-ounce tube head jig. And first cast, and I get, I think it was 413 smallmouth, something like that. I got to look back at my notes, like wrote the weights down. But anyways, it was a nice smallmouth on 6-pound line, so I'm fighting it up, and it was really nice to finally get that. I'm not really good at spinning rods either, so I was pretty happy with myself. So then I, you know, start messing around again, cast my tube out, get another one just over 3. It was a nice one, you know, a nice fight, everything like that. And then a couple hours later, or not a couple hours, like, you know, 20-30 minutes later, I caught another nice smallmouth on a KVD 1.5 where the fish actually hit right by the boat, and another one hit at the exact same time. So I had two hooked up, and I've never had that happen on Pewaukee before. It's just, that's the lake. It's Pewaukee in Waukesha County, Wisconsin. So the two were hooked up, and I went to swing them in like a moron, and one fell off, and I only had one. So it was only a 2-pounder. But yeah, so I caught like 20 pounds in like an hour and a half to 2 hours, or an hour. I think it was probably like an hour and a half. So, and it just goes to show, just constant, countless hours on the water and just thinking about what you did wrong, thinking about what you did right, just goes to show that you continue to dedicate yourself at this sport, and it's going to reward you eventually. And I was just, it was one of the best nights I've ever had in my life, especially coming off of two completely dejecting days on the water. And that was, I couldn't really put it into words on how much that meant and how great it was to finally get back on the water and actually succeed out there. It was the first time I've really succeeded this year. I didn't really catch a whole lot in Lake Wisconsin, and it just proved to me why I continue to fish and why I continue to do what I do and why I love to do it. So, yeah, so that was just absolutely amazing and great. And Confirmation bias. There was a look into the mind of TG, Tyler Glockner, Tyler Scott, whichever alias you want to view me as. I write under Tyler Scott. If you guys want to look up my blog, I write some fiction on there. It's Tyler Scott Writes at WordPress. TylerScottWrites.wordpress.com. Check it out. It's pretty cool. I like it. I'm a writer. I'm awesome. But yeah, so confirmation bias, that was the word I was looking for. Yeah, so I'm really happy now that like, once I, like I said, it, that gives you a little insight into my mind while I'm talking to you. My other side of my brain is thinking up these stupid scenarios and where, how I can fish better tomorrow, and this side of my brain is thinking about, what did I mean by that conversation bias? What are you, a moron? Why are you thinking about this? You're supposed to be doing a podcast. You're not. You're boring these people. Confirmation bias. That's what it is. As I'm talking about fishing and being, you know, all sentimental about the sport and how great it is and how much I love to get proven right that I put in time and effort and got my stuff done. So yeah, that this is a fun podcast. Pretty much done. I don't have much else to say. I'm thinking about doing another one tonight with Cody Hunter, but I do have a basketball game coming up. I got the championship in our rec league. Not that I care what you guys think, and I know you guys don't care at all, but I love basketball. It's one of my favorite sports, and can't wait for tonight. And I'm going to probably come home all fired up and have a couple beers and be like, hey, Cody, you want to do it? So we'll be doing it. I might go out later. That's why I kind of wanted to get one done this afternoon, because I kind of been a little lax on it. So, yeah, if you guys want to ever talk to me about podcasting, talk to me about whatever next theme for the show, my thoughts on things, controversial topics you want me to delve into and put myself on the line about my opinions on things, please just let me know. either DM us if you guys don't want to let that public, or, you know, just hit us up on Twitter. It should, you know, I want to keep this fishing centralized. Sometimes I get a little bit off topic and whatever, but that's just the beauty of podcasting. I don't got anybody telling me what to do. So yeah, check out Amazon.com. I'm going to wrap this up real quick. Check out Amazon.com. Check out, click on the podcast banner on our website, www.basquadcorp.com. And then from there, you can click on Amazon.com banner on the right. That'll kick us a little bit of money, keep this podcast free. If you guys want to go to Podomatic.com, there's a like button, a button that you press and say, we want another podcast, or there's a donate now button. If you guys want to donate some money, it'd be awesome. Not asking for it, just options there. ProfoundOutdoors.com/BassSquad LLC. If you guys are interested in Profound Outdoors, please email us or hit us up on Twitter or Facebook or any other of the outlets that we have. Or you can just go through Bass Squad, or you can go through our affiliate, you know, Bass Squad affiliate, www.ProfoundOutdoors.com/BassSquad LLC. And you can learn from it, learn about it through there. And if you want to sign up, please, I'd be really happy if you guys signed up through us. It's just like any other program like that, where you sell some stuff, you get a discount, or you can sell it to people, or you can become a distributor and sign other people up as distributors. So yeah, that's another quick 41-42 minute podcast. I'll keep hitting you up, and thanks a lot for listening. I hope you enjoyed this one. Later, bitches. I didn't mean bitches as any sexual connotation. I'm not like that. But anyways, later, guys. I didn't mean that as to single out guys, because girls can be listening to this too. So just later people, later Bass Squad Army, later Bass Squad people that like Bass Squad. Peace out.